Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 3rd, 2017, Moore Success Team Legal Shield B2B conference call. We host this special call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically to assist our Moore Success Team associates that are interested in the B2B or group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. I hope everyone's had a happy 4th of July holiday so far, and we're really excited about tonight's special guest speaker. To introduce her, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir, Randy, and thank you. You know, Randy, it's the 4th of July, and we need to be thanking every one of our veterans, past and present and future, for the things they do for America. You know, they shed a lot of blood, a lot of heartache, stay away from home a lot, from the families. And so tonight, we have someone on the call that I'd like to call them a Georgia Peach. Miss Cheryl Ann DeGott has been associate with Legal Shield since 2005 from the great state of Georgia. She specializes in all aspects. Now, I mean, when I say every bit of it, this lady can do it. She's built an organization of over 3,800 associates. She's been the number one recruiter for state of Georgia for 5 straight years. 5 years as number one recruiter. She's made Performance Club for 138 months and is a Gold App recipient, written over 3,400 memberships. Her team has written over 24,000. She's also a $100,000 ring earner. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, your friend, and a real Gold Star winner, Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGott.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Moore. Thank you so much for all of you being on the call tonight, taking time out of your July 4th holiday. I want to thank all the vets on the phone and people who really served our country, because without them fighting for what we have, I'll tell you, we wouldn't be in the position we are and being able to offer this great service to so many people. And so blessed to be part of one of the biggest organizations, one of the best organizations, not just part of their organization, but now part of my family. I love Randy. I love Mr. Moore. I love Jeremy. It's just a homecoming. I've been so blessed in 2005. Being part of this team recruited by the great Don Bryant. He also recruited the great Jimmy Parrish, so it's a great line to be in. One of the things I want to talk to you about is really working a warm market. And because this is a B2B call tonight, I want to talk to you about specializing in group. When I got recruited back in 2005, the membership made so much sense to me. Coming from the wife of a business owner and a business owner who was successful in business, I understood what business owners needed. At the age of 53, unfortunately, my husband had 3 heart attacks. Thank God he's doing great today. But I looked at the opportunity with open eyes, and I encourage all of you, no matter what part of the business you do, even the group side of the business, when I looked at it, it just made sense. I knew I could build a strong organization from the networking side, but I knew it was a benefit that if I had in my business with my husband, it really would have helped so many times in so many situations. So as we talk tonight, I want to talk to you about a warm market list. And we hear that all the time. And the first time we ever get recruited, we know to make a list. We know to work that warm market. But some of us don't revisit. I think we look at it once when we first get in the business, but then all of a sudden life steps in and we kind of get busy doing the group side, we get business doing the B2B side, the small business side, and we really forget, not just on a daily business, a weekly, a monthly, but really you need to keep your options open and really look at the opportunity of working a warm list market. It's kind of like going fishing, and I kind of talk about going fishing even though I'm sitting on my boat tonight and I'm not a fisherman. We fish because what do we want to do? We want to create a story. We want to get that big fish story. We want to make it really, really big. So when we're talking about the group side, go fishing with people that you know, because the first thing you want to be able to do in your business is really to create a success story really fast. You want to be able to talk about the groups you opened up. You want to talk about the associates that you helped open up the group. And if you can surround yourself with people that you recruited and you really want to build your business, you can really create a success story fast enough so others will buy into what you're doing, whether it be they buy into you because they want to become one of your associates, because they want to be able to be part of your team. And then you want to be able to have that fish story, because you want to be able to tell that decision maker a story about how you helped employees, how you mitigated some of the losses, how you created opportunities for these employees to take advantages of it. And with you being able to create stories, use the fishing mindset of going out there and creating the biggest fish, not just the size of a company, but the biggest fish that you can go ahead and find so you can create your own story. Even if it starts as a small story, let it grow and grow and open up more accounts and more accounts and more accounts as your business grows. Now, I ask you something really carefully, because think about this. You almost have to look in the mirror. And why do you want to work in a cold market when you have a warm market? As you recruit people, you guys know that they have a warm market. Please, please, for your own success, don't ever really neglect your warm market, because a cold market is really going to be the slowest way for you to grow your business. As you work in your warm market, the objective is really not to sell to family and friends, but they need to have an understanding of what you do. And I think so many of us, whether you've been in the business for weeks, whether you've been in it for months, whether you've been in it for years, so many of us continue to sell and sell and sell and sell. And what we're doing is really not having people understand what we do. What are we doing in the marketplace to help these employees? And I think you're going to find out once you take your sales hat off and put your helping hat on, which you hear over and over and over again, you need to make your goal is not to sell to these decision makers, not to sell to people you know who own companies, but go out there and let them know your goal is, I don't want you to buy anything from me, but I want you to understand what I do, so when the opportunity comes along, you possibly can refer me to somebody. I hope that makes sense to you. So number one goal is to understand what you're doing. And I think a lot of times when we talk about this over and over again, so many of us don't want to go to our warm markets. We have family that own companies. We have relatives that own companies. Because I think as an individual, we're so afraid of rejection and what people might think. Or you might think that you don't have enough believability in the product. And maybe you're one of those people that overanalyze everything as you're going out into the marketplace in your warm list, and you feel like you need to know 100% of the facts. You all have business people. You have people in your arena that are the experts. I have so many people on my team when they first start into the B2B side or they first get into the group side, and they go, oh, Cheryl, I can't go out there. I don't know 100% of the facts. But guess what? They have somebody like me on their team. They have people that you can go to that know 100% of the facts. And maybe, like my why is constantly changing, maybe your why isn't big enough. So stop selling and really start hunting. Start hunting for those fishing stories. Start going ahead and create an understanding so people understand exactly what you do. Because if you can get enough people to understand what you do, wait till you see the hunt. Wait till you see the stories that are going to develop. And the first thing you have to do is you have to make it fun. Okay, so Cheryl, you told me all this stuff. What do I do now? I want you to build your Frank list, F-R-A-N-K, Frank list again. You built it and you didn't know what you were building from the first time that you ever started in the B2B side or in the recruiting side. I'm not talking about Frank Sinatra. I'm not talking about Frankie Valli. I'm talking about your Frank list, which, again, is family, relatives, associates, neighbors, and kids' activities. Your Frank list really should be done every single month, guys. You really need to make that Frank list, the family, the relatives, the associates, the neighbors, and the kids. Because what you're really trying to do is, again, have them understand what you're doing, because the nature and the success of all the business that you're going to end up pulling out from this group arena is nothing more than building a relationship. We've heard it over and over and over again. It requires you to have people understand exactly what you do. You build a relationship with them right from the foundation. There's great ways for you to be able to do this. those have great social skills and communication skills, you might be a little step ahead. You don't have to be a salesperson to do group. But most of us, it's a trial and error before we develop those skills. And I'm going to give you possibly a few tips that might make it a little easier. Okay? Start making your personal list from your Frank list. And also, as the bread and butter of what we're doing is, because it's all about numbers, as you start to create new associates, start having them make their list, because how you train your new associates in the B2B side, how they come into the business, they will do exactly what you do. And some of the reasons for my success and some of the great leaders on the team's success right now is because they have trained the people that they dealt with to understand exactly what we're trying to communicate to the decision maker, and they start making their list because that's how they followed your success. And this is really going to be the key to your success. Each associate, each person that you bring into the business, whether it be a new insurance agent, whether it be a new broker, whether it be an independent person, we all know they all have at least 100 to 300 connections and their center of influences. For every single person that I end up recruiting on the B2B side or even on the individual side, when I have them make their list, get a copy of their list. I can't tell you how many groups, guys, that I have opened up because I have gotten those people's list of the groups of people that they know that are really no longer with me today. I opened up a group that had 1,200 employees, and the person made a first contact, never followed up, got back out of the business, and because I have the list, today they are one of my biggest accounts. So if you start to build your list, start to go ahead and categorize the list. Make it, are they going to be a potential small business? Are they going to be a potential large business? Are you going to recruit them and bring in a broker or an insurance agent so they will be a potential customer, not just a potential customer, a potential business partner that will be able to open up many doors for you? And life seems really to be a series of experiences brought by connections by other people. Your job is really, as an associate, is really to connect the bridges together and move forward the people who aren't interested in what we have. I think so many people, I've been like that as well, and people on my team and people out there, sometimes they get just a little bit pushy. And what happens is most of the businesses, in small businesses, we always want to have great success. So sometimes we end up being a little bit more pushy. But if we can go back to the honest way, and what I mean by doing that is rebuild some of the relationships that you have sold yourself to. Go back and start building that foundation. And as you start to build these relationships over and over again, even if you ended up having a bad experience with a decision maker, how many of you have forgotten really to follow back up with that decision maker to find out maybe 6 months later that decision maker is not there anymore? Because we're building a strong foundation and because we're following back up on this, I think it's really important that you start rebuilding foundations where you were, and we can do that in so many different ways. Remember what's happening in this environment of working the small business arena. People are real people. They care about you. They care about what you're doing. They just maybe have had a bad day. Remember, people, as they start to understand you a little bit better, they're really buying into you. They're not really buying into the product right now or maybe the business. I can't tell you how many times I'll go into a business and I built that relationship with them, and all of a sudden I could be selling anything. When I'm talking to them about identity theft training, they can be asking me if I want to do their sexual harassment training or their training for OSHA, because you know what? They believed in you. They understood exactly what I was doing. They understand the credibility of what we do and what we represent, and they'll buy into what you are doing. Your warm market can really be one of the greatest resources by sometimes not even dealing with family and friends. Sometimes it could be the worst curse. So it's really important as you start to build relationships, have the people in your family stop trying to sell them to you. But how many times, I have a brother-in-law, I'll give you a perfect example. been my brother-in-law for 38 years, and for the longest time, I kept trying, when I first got into this business, trying to sell him, because I believed so much in the product that I wanted him and my sister and my niece and my nephew to be totally covered by this program. And I sat down with him probably, I've been in the business almost 12 years, guys. I sat down with him probably 2 years ago, and I said, Daniel, I really owe you an apology, because I think what happened is I tried so hard to sell you in the beginning that I don't think you really understand exactly what I do. Now, at first it was a curse, and I had to approach it very gingerly the second time because he's already said no to me. He's human, and I didn't want him to come across as a salesperson, but I found I really wasn't communicating for him to understand, and he owns the company. After probably about 45 minutes, he said, you know what, Cher? I really now do understand what you do. I knew you were kind of being a little pushy at first. He said, everybody's like that in sales, and you have that personality. He said, but now that I understand you, I think this small business plan would be something good for me. I think I've got 12 employees that really could use the identity theft because I do IT software building, and I know a lot of companies who call me because there's been data breaches and things like that. See, he's human. And I think when we first looked at this whole thing, where he could have been the biggest curse, or I could have been the biggest curse to him, once he totally understood exactly what I did, it opened up doors to 5 groups within 2 years. Not huge groups, but there were enough groups that he understood what I was doing that he could go back and feel comfortable that I could represent myself to his company. I think one of the biggest things is that as we start to reestablish these relationships with our family and friends and people we know within our warm market by being honest up front, that we really need to work on complimenting. I have turned out to really be a good listener lately. And one of the biggest things that I found myself doing was being a good listener to what people needed and really going ahead and learning to compliment people. Because if I could compliment people, even if it was on a small little scale, maybe they haven't heard a compliment from their spouse or their family or anybody in years, and all of a sudden that one smile on your face, we've heard it over and over again, that one compliment, if I feel like they're already going to say no to me, what do I have to lose but everything to gain? Now, once you've used your warm market, written down the list and everyone you know, create another list of people that they know. I think so many times that we go into companies and we sell, but so many of us haven't gone back to those small groups that we've opened up after we complimented them, after we nurtured them, after we built the relationship and they understood what we had. They never went back and asked for leads. And I find myself, I actually ended up taking out my 2016, from January of 2016, I went through my whole calendar of people that I went through that are really good clients of mine that I never went back to ask for leads. So that is really a shame on me kind of thing. Once you end up getting those leads, follow the system over. Start with compliments. Sit down with them. Let them have a better understanding of what you do. And I think it's really important in the world that we live in right now that as we start to really be a good listener, as we start to really understand what people want, use social media as a solution to be able to pick and get people. Now, I'm not a big social media public person, but if I see somebody that I know works for a company, I'm going to private message them. I'm going to start building that relationship with them, and I'm going to start talking to them. A friend of mine, I'm originally from Connecticut. As you can tell, I'm not from Georgia. I'm still Mr. Moore's Georgia Peach. But I have so many roots in Connecticut because I lived there and I was born there and I was raised there for years. And I really use the social media side of Facebook and LinkedIn and so many things out there. I'm not the greatest out there, but I knew enough to be able to do one thing. If I could see somebody and I knew them and I went to high school with them or I went to elementary school with them and I could go ahead and I could see what they posted, and I gave them a compliment, let me tell you something. I started building that relationship with them, not publicly, but privately through private message through Facebook or private message through LinkedIn. And the relationships that I built over the last 6 months has led me going to Connecticut every single month by opening up group after group after group after group. And some of these people, guys, are people that I ended up going to high school with, that I went to elementary school with, that I went to middle school with, that I would never think about revisiting that warm market because I thought, well, they don't live here in Georgia. How can I help them? Think about where you're living today and where you were. Think about that Frank list of who you know from different states that you grew up with, that you can now go back into that marketplace to be able to open up businesses. For the last year almost, I've gone to Connecticut every single month by complimenting people on social media to reestablish who they are, to get to they can trust me, they like me, they want to do business with me. And it just made perfect sense, and I've gotten appointment after appointment after appointment. It's very important as you started to get involved in the social media thing that we really understand the principles of quantity and many numbers. It's not about opening up 100 groups. It's not about opening thousands of groups. It's about taking those groups that you have. I'm talking about quality groups that understand what you're doing, that understand the value of the membership for their employees, that understand the employee benefit, and start building the referral list over and over and over again. Remember what your salesmanship skills are. Rely on the numbers. They're small numbers. And I think what you really have to understand is don't get discouraged in what you're doing. There's still a lot of people out there that you can talk to in your warm list. Take it step by step. Really, it's just a slow progress. You don't have to be the first one to, you know, to try to get through to them. But if you have had bad experiences and you're trying to really grow this relationship, really, I'm telling you, the understanding, put the burden like I had to do my brother-in-law. I'm sorry, Daniel, because I don't think you really understood what I was telling you. And all of a sudden, I stopped selling to him. Remember, distance between your dreams and your reality is called discipline. Be disciplined every single day to enter your warm market, and you'll find great success and really never, ever have to work a cold market again. So hopefully that was a little helpful for you guys. Hopefully that helped a little bit. But really, I'm telling you, if you stay within that warm market, you'll never have to worry about working in a cold market again. Some people say, I don't want to pick up the phone and call in a cold market. But don't forget, too, you've got associates, too, that you're recruiting. And every single one of them, if you start to recruit and start to build your market on the networking side and have them do the same exact thing, I'm telling you, you will have more prospects, small businesses, more small CDL plans, more small business plans, more small groups. And I wish you all the best of success on not just this holiday weekend, but as you start the month of July and finish up the next 6 months of this year. So with Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you, but go fishing and have a great weekend, guys.
Well, Ms. Cheryl Ann, you did an awesome job as usual. And you mentioned a gentleman. Have you got just a few minutes? Maybe we can ask a
couple sure do.
Questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go out to Billionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish in Alabama. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Cheryl, great job as usual. I just, you know, every time I, you know, we talk, and I know you've said it and I've said it before. I remember the time that both coming out of the same lineage of Don Bryant, as you mentioned, and we miss him every day, talking about the time I went over and watched you do a training. And as I told you many times, and I think we've said it on this call, you were the closest thing to a Jewish preacher I've ever seen, you know, because of the way you handle that room. And we're able to just let people know not just about the product, but about the passion that you had for the product. And I, you know, I think of you and I think of that presentation and really your entire 12-year career with Legal Shield. And the word that jumps out at me from that meeting and just other things that we've done together through the years is fervor. And when I thought about the evangelistic fervor that you bring, you know, I looked up the definition at dictionary.com, knowing you were going to be speaking tonight, it says great warmth and earnestness of feeling, but it also is described as intense heat. And I think that you bring the intense heat a lot when you talk to people. But my question relates to that in light of some of the things you said tonight, because, you know, we all come into the business different ways, and you've done a masterful job of building a team throughout North America where you've recruited and you've also done B2B and you've brought in people that do both. But, you know, things you said, you know, well, people will do exactly what you do, and that's true. But different people bring different levels of fervor. Some have that. Some don't even know what it is. Some are very fired up and passionate, and some are not. So based on your background and being able to handle different types of people that enter the business, not only with a different major or minor in Legal Shield, but different levels of passion, how do you help to blend that, especially for some of those new tonight that run across that same type of problem, encountering new recruits that come into your team?
And that's a great question. I'll tell you one thing, Jimmy. We both have been so blessed to be part of the Don Bryant legacy. And when I remember first meeting you for the first time, I kept thinking, I just want to grow up and be a Jimmy Parrish. And then I found out you were a preacher. And I think that's where I got my preacher stuff from. But I will tell you, every single person has a different personality. And that's where I think the word understanding comes in. You have to understand the person you're dealing with. Not everybody's going to have the same personality as me. Not everybody's going to have the same personality as the Jimmy Parrish. Everybody is different. And I think one of the biggest things that we have to understand as associates, as we start to bring in new people into our business to go out into the small B2B side or the group side, is to have a sincere understanding of who you're dealing with. Because if somebody's uncomfortable, they're not going to want to do this business. They have to also understand that a different personality is a blessing in disguise. I can't tell you how many times people are maybe turned off by my personality. Sometimes it is a little aggressive, what did you say, heat and the fire personality. And sometimes I really don't mean to come across. And sometimes I have to use other associates in my organization. And keep this in mind and don't take it as a personal insult. You know, I've gone into companies where I'll say, you know what, you know, I'm in the deep south. I'm in Atlanta. I'm in the Bible Belt of the world. And you've got this Yankee personality, this over-the-top, bubbly personality. And a lot of people can't relate to my personality. So think about this as we understand not just that decision maker, but we understand the new associate. And that's a great point, Jimmy, that we have to understand the person that brings added value to what we have to do. I have had so many associates of mine, even new associates that have just finished group school, and I'll say, you know what, Tom, I think you are the right person to go into this group because I think they're not going to understand me. I talk too fast. I'm going to end up doing the company a worst value of what I can bring. So understand, don't take it as a negative thing if something like that happens. Think of it as our objective is to close the account, get the business, and have the employees understand what we do. So it's really understanding that different personalities really can bring out the best in you, really can bring out the best in your business, and also can bring out the best in what you do. And I tell people, you don't want to be like me. You've got such unique qualities that you are actually going to be a better B2B person than I am. So it's really kind of different. It's different ketchups, you know, Heinz ketchup, and you got all these different kinds. And it really makes a big difference to the growth of your organization. So hopefully that answered your question in a roundabout way.
Well said, and happy 4th to you and John and your family.
You too, dear.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate that. Ms. Cheryl Ann, you did such an outstanding job. You're such a dedicated, hardworking lady. We've grown to know you and John over the years. You're great friends of ours. And I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you right here in front of everybody on the team, how much you're valued on this team, and how you always set the example by getting out there and doing it. So I just want to thank you personally before I turn it back to Mr. Moore for being on the team and for helping us out. Any time that we've ever asked, you've always stood up and presented yourself in such a dignified way. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate that.
Well, I'm so blessed to be on. I'm telling. I tell everybody in Georgia, you can be on any team who you want, but guess what? I'm on the Moore team, and you guys are always there for all of us, and you can't ask for better leaders or better mentors. I love you guys.
Well, we love you too, and we thank you for those comments. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Well, Sherlan, as usual, you knocked them out of the ballpark, girls. No wonder I say you're the Georgia pitcher. So sweet, that's what it is. No, great job. We always appreciate you, as Randy's already said. Everything you do, appreciate John being there to support you. We love you, and we're going to listen for you at 9 o'clock on the next call. So for now, I'll say God bless you. Let's stand with God, stand with family, and stand with Legal Shield. God bless you, and look for you at 9 o'clock.
Mr. Harold Branch, the BVP of the state of Arizona. I had to stop and think for a second. We'll be our special guest speaker. You don't want to miss that. Good night, everybody.